paragraph sign. V'ze b'chinas hisgabrus hadamim shehoya begolos Mitzrayim kemuva b'ksavim. And this is also why the Arizal tells us that while the Jews were in Egypt in exile, there was a hisgabrus of blood. Kemo shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel Hanavi, vo'evor alayich vo'erech mizboiseses b'damayich. Hashem says, I passed over Egypt and I saw the Jewish people that they were bubbling in blood. Ki kol ze nimshach mei chet Adam Arishon. This was all initiated through the chet of Adam Arishon. Shaydei ze hoyo ikar golus Mitzrayim. That was the initial cause of what would eventually lead to the Jews going down to Mitzrayim. Ki hu pogam betaivas achila. Because again, the pegam of Adam Arishon was a pegam in achila. He ate what he wasn't supposed to. V'ochal me'eitz hadas toivora. He ate from the tree that had both good and bad. V'aydei ze nifgam hadas. V'hizgaber hakoved koyes hamoledam. And this was, again, this was called the eitz hadas, but this was pegamendas. Eating from this tree when Hashem said not to implied a pegamendas, which means the moyach got messed up, which means the koved enters into the driver's seat. The koved, which is moledam. V'zeo b'chinas be'itzovoin toichalena. And this is the concept of the curse that Hashem gave after they ate from the Eitz Hadas, whereby Hashem said, now you will eat with depression. B'chinas atzvus v'chas haboim me'koved u'tchoil. This is the concept of depression and anger, which come from similar locations. They come from the liver and the spleen, which are very close to each other, which are very closely connected to each other on a spiritual level. V'ze b'chinas dam nidois shenisav al-yidei chet Adam Rishon. Haynu b'chinas hisgabrus hadamim kanal. This is the concept of the impure blood that was caused as a result of the chet Adam Rishon, as the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us. Haynu b'chinas hisgabrus hadamim kanal. This is the hisgabrus hadamim that the Arizal says. Sheze ikar yetzias Mitzrayim levatel zuamas hanochosh v'litoher min adam nidoi shutumas Mitzrayim kemuva. And this is the essence of the concept of the Jews coming out of Egypt in order to get rid of, to terminate the filth of the snake and to become pure from the impure blood that was initiated as a result of the Eitz Hadas, which is also the impurity of Egypt, as is brought. Nimtza, kishezoichin, sheizgaber hamoyach ala koved, ze b'chinas b'choyre degdusha. So therefore, whenever we are successful in raising up the moyach and putting it in its proper position of authority and leadership to rule over the koved, over the liver, ze b'chinas b'choyre degdusha. That means that the b'choyre of kedusha is in place. B'chinas b'choyre Yisroel, shein b'chinas moyach, shezehu ikar ha-b'choyre ha-amitis. That's the true firstborn. Shu b'chinas moyach, b'chinas reishis kanal. Avol lehefech chas v'shalom, kishepoigmen b'taivas achila. Whereas chas v'shalom, when the opposite happens, when we're poigem in taivas achila, when we eat improperly, v'kas, and we're poigem in the midah of kas, ad shem izgaber hakoved chas v'shalom, which thereby gives strength and authority to the liver, ze b'chinas b'choyro shel Esav. That strengthens the birthright of Esav. Shaydei ze kol hagolius, which is the cause of all the exiles. Ki b'choyr hu b'chinas malchus. This is very important. In our previous, when we were just talking, we were referring to b'choyra as moyach, as chachma. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, ki b'choyr hu b'chinas malchus. B'choyr is a concept of malchus. Kemo yishikos of Rabbeinu Zal, b'mokom achra, as Rabbeinu Zal says in chapter 56, paragraph tests of the first half of the Kutimran. Kamei Shekosuv, Rabbeinu Zal there quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, where the pasuk says, Afani b'choyer etneu. I will also make him a ruler. And the word b'choyer there is used to refer to malchus. Now a person would say, hey, make up your mind. Which is b'choyer? Is it chachma or is it malchus? The answer is that in the limud of Kabbalah, in the limud of Chassidus, very often, things take on different roles. The same item can have two hats. the term Bechoyer in a certain context is Chochmah, and the term Bechoyer in a different context is Malchus. And we know anyway, Rabbeinu Zal established in chapter 1 in Likut Imran, that Chochmah and Malchus are supposed to be married, that our mission in life is to unite these two, to unite Chochmah and Malchus, the Ches and the Nun, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there. So we see that the term Bechoyer is used to refer to both. And whenever the kingdom of Kedusha of Klal Yisrael becomes stronger, that's the concept of the Bechoyer of Kedusha. And whenever the kingdom of the Jews becomes weaker, whenever the Jews become enslaved or subservient to others, then that's the concept of the Bechoyer of the Sitrachra taking over. And this is why the Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu gave Esav bread and a porridge of lentils, vayoichal, and Esav ate, vayesht, and he drank, vayivez Esav es habechoira, and he showed disdain for the birthright. Hainu sheYaakov shovar vesilek miYisrael tayves achila. Yaakov Avinu was zeichet to break the wrong kind of desire for food, and to eliminate it from Klal Yisrael. Rak nosan kol taivas achilo le'esav. But rather, he gave it away to Esav HaRosha. Ve'esav kibel zois lechelkoi. And Esav received that as his portion. Shehu yemalei ta'avosoi b'achilo shtia b'zoilam. That he should fill his desire, he should go all out eating and drinking in this physical world. And in exchange for that, Esav traded in, he sold the birthright to Yaakov Avinu. Esav showed that he was removing himself completely from the brain, the chokhmah of Klal Yisrael. Because he no longer has any part in it. Mayhem unasanoi loy, because of the fact, based on the fact that Yaakov Avinu removed Esav's portion with the taivas achila, he removed that from Klal Yisrael and he gave it away to Esav. Ki ikar shlitosoi chas v'sholem, because the main shlita, the main rulership and leadership of Esav HaRosha chas v'sholem comes about Kishi Yisrael noiflim b'tayva sachila, only when the Jewish people fall into tayva sachila. V'oz hu yoinek me'amoyach. When we fall into tayva sachila, then Esav is given the opportunity to draw from the moyach. U'mekabel habchoyro shibchinas moyach liatzmoy. And Esav receives the birthright, meaning the moyach, he takes it to himself. Aval Yaakov shovar taiva sachila. However, the Torah shows us that Yaakov Avinu was zeche to break the wrong kind of desire for food. And he didn't want to allow Esav, who is the liver, to draw energy, to draw strength from the moyach, shubchinas bechoira, which is the birthright, which is chochma, which is malchus. But rather, Yaakov Avinu gave away to Esav the filth, the ugly type of achila, of physical eating, where a person's eating just for the sake of desire, to fill their physical desires. Kama Shabikesh, just as Esav requested, Halitenino min ha'odoim ha'odoim azeh, shovel that red stuff down my throat. That's what caused Esav to part, to leave the birthright and the moyach. And he sold his rights to the birthright willingly to Yaakov Avinu, Shehu habechoyer huemes, who is Hashem's truly intended bechoyer. Firstborn, she'oisek tomid lahagbir hamoyach ala koved, and Yaakov Avinu, the Jewish people, our mission is always to strengthen the brain over the liver, that the brain should be in control of the liver, not the opposite. Shehu bechinas habachoyro ho amitis kanal. That's the true birthright. Paragraph Ches, V'alkein ikar yitzis Mitzrayim hoyde makas bechoyrois. And this is why the grand finale of Yitzias Mitzrayim was through the plague where Hashem killed the firstborn of Egypt. That's how Hashem subdued the firstborn of Egypt, the Bechor, the Sitra Achra, the liver, Esav, who is the Sar Shel Mitzrayim. Shaydeze nizbatel oil hagolus shel shibud Mitzrayim, and that's how Hashem did away with the yoke of exile of Egypt. Shehu bechinas tichbad hu avoida, which we said is found in those words tichbad avoida. We will intensify the hard labor, and that word tichbad is miloshen kovei, the shlita of the kovei. Vaoz nitzlu bechir Yisrael shu abchor dikdush beemes, and then the firstborn of Klal Yisrael, who are the true firstborn, they were saved. Bechinas hisalus malchus digdusha shnikra bechoyer al malchus harishor. This is the concept of the bechoyer of kedusha, which is the malchus of kedusha, defeating the malchus of the sitrachra. V'chol ze hoyo alidei she'osku oz ba'korban pesach shubchinas neder. And what started this all off? The korban pesach, which was a neder, which Rabbeinu Zal says there in the Kutimran, through neder, a person zochet to emunas chachamim, shaydeze zochen lo oinig Shabbos, which leads to oinig Shabbos, shaydeze machnin kol hatzorim voitfim, which leads lahashbis oyevu misnakim, to destroy all the enemies and all the pursuers of Klal Yisrael. Ki machnin hakoved l'gabi amoyach, because we subdue, we lower the liver, and we raise up the brain. Shehu hachnoas ubitul b'chayr Mitzrayim ugedulas v'salus b'chayr Yisrael. This is the lowering, the humbling of the firstborn of Egypt and the elevation of the firstborn of Klal Yisrael. Shehem b'chinas moyach. They're the concept of moyach. V'zeh shenoigim ha'b'chayrim l'sanes b'erev Pesach. And this is why there's a custom among the Jews that the firstborn Jews fast on Erev Pesach. Ki hachnoas hakoved legabi amoyach huayidei tainis, kol shekol b'maimranal. Because Rabbeinu Zal says there in the Kutimran that one of the ways that we subdue the liver and we give authority and strength and leadership to the brain is by fasting, as Rabbeinu Zal explains there in the Kutimran.